Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father of grace and mercy, we thank you for the gifts that you so lovingly lavish upon us, your mercy and your promises. Father, help us to stay seeing those and receiving those things. Bless us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if you've ever done this. I have to admit that I have. I'm driving along. I'm watching the person in front of me driving on the shoulder and across the center line and then back over and back again. And I have this bad habit of looking at them and saying, "Stay in your lane!" Now, most of the time they're texting or something like that, but I find it really annoying that I don't know what to expect from them. They're everywhere, and I let them know in my car. The gospel reading for today says the same thing to us. It says it much more kindly than that, but it says to us, stay in your lane. In the gospel reading for today, as we're gathered, our Lord lets us know what our job is. Oftentimes, when we are trying to figure out who we are as Christians, we drift into someone else's lane. And that's not the place where we need to be. We need to stay in our lane where our Lord puts us to receive the gifts that He has for us. This has been the advice that's been given to pastors now since March. When COVID hit and so many churches went to receiving or preaching through electronic means, the message back over and over again to the pastors has been, stay in your lane, serve your people, feed the people in your flock, because the electronics open up so many more opportunities. It would be easy for pastors to be doing things for someone who's in Europe or somewhere else. And the advice, the good advice, has been stay in your lane. Feed your flock. Show them Jesus. Give them the forgiveness of sins and the body and blood of Christ. Good advice for me as a pastor. Good advice for us, given to us in the gospel reading for today. Has anyone ever said to you something like, "You can't judge me, the Bible says so"? They've thrown up this idea of judge not lest you be judged, and oftentimes they do it as a way of saying, well, you can't say anything about what I do. You can't judge me. And they do it as a way of silencing any opposition and then being comfortable in the sin that they're in. Many times when people do that, they're not really understanding it correctly. It seems like the perfect tool to silence all of the adversaries around us. And for the longest time, when people would say that to me, I would pull out the law of God and I would beat them with it. The commandments say, don't you know what God says? The wages of sin is death. Thus saith the Lord. And it almost never worked. It always had not good results. I was in the wrong lane. I was trying to do the wrong thing. I'm not their Savior. I can't be their Savior. I can't change their heart, even by beating them with the law. It is only God's Word, pressed upon them through the preaching of His Word, that changes hearts and changes minds and help us to live in the repentance that Christ has given to us. For the longest time, I thought that if I would just preach more clearly, they would hear it and they would repent. If I would just be more passionate, then they would certainly know. If I would, and I was in the wrong lane. I was trying to be their Savior. And that's not the position of your pastor. Your pastor is to preach to you the good news, to tell you of Jesus, to let his word and his death and his glorious resurrection be your savior, be your hope and your promise. It's a common mistake that we all make. We get in the wrong lane and we try to do things that were never intended for us to do. Despite what churches teach, you can't save anyone, and neither can I. We don't bring people to Jesus. We don't change people's minds. It is only God through his Holy Spirit that does that. And he does it marvelously, sometimes even in spite of us being in the wrong lane. There's another common reaction when someone says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." We believe it, and we believe it incorrectly. Well, Jesus says, "Judge not." I guess it's live and let live, and I can't do anything about it. And now we've been pushed into a different lane. We've been pushed into the lane of apathy. Well, it's not my job. I'm not my brother's keeper. I guess they're going to do what they're going to do, and there isn't anything I can do, so we just don't worry about it at all. And before long, that apathy for our neighbor ends up being apathy for ourselves and apathy against God's word. I don't really need it. I'm not really that bad. We're in the wrong lane. We need to be in the lane that Christ has put us in. In the gospel reading for today, our Lord tells this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Well, sure he can. But you know how that's going to end up. They're both going to end up in a ditch somewhere. They're not going to end up where they want to be. That does not work. He can for a little bit. But more than that, they will need a guide. And even better than a guide, they need to be healed so that their eyes will work, so that they can see, so they can stay in the lane that our Lord has put us in. Our lane is not Savior. We can't fix people. We can love them. We can listen to them. We can laugh and cry with them. We can equip them with every good and perfect gift that the gospel gives to us, but we can't fix them. That's God's job. And he does it through his Holy Spirit. He does it through word and water. He does it through word preached into our ears and body and blood given to us in our body. The gospel reading for today centers us right where Christ wants us to be. It centers us right where Christ put us, in his love and in his mercy. We were the blind ones. We were the ones with the logs in our eyes. But by his love and mercy, he changed us. He didn't spit on our eyes, thank goodness, like he did the man in the gospel reading or the man in the gospels when Jesus healed him of his blindness. Instead, he covers us with blood. His blood, his holy and precious blood covers us, removes the log in our eye, and helps us to see clearly his love and his mercy, his forgiveness given to you. He covers us with that. He puts us in our lane and in our lives and in our vocations so that the others around us, so they will see Jesus as he reflects from us into their lives. When we read the gospel reading for today, we have a tendency always to get hung up on those words right there. That seems like all we hear is, "Judge not, lest you be judged." It's easy to think that our hands are tied, that we can't say anything to anyone about faith. But if we take a little wider view, which is always the best way to read God's word, we see clearly what Jesus is trying to do in the gospel reading for today. We see all of the gospel freedom that we have as he puts us in our lane. Two paragraphs before the gospel reading for today, Jesus tells us, love your enemies. A little bit after that, he tells us to bless those who curse you. And the very first reading, the very first verse in the gospel reading for today is not judge not lest you be judged. It's be merciful. And right after that, our Lord tells us that a good tree produces good fruit. You see, when we take a little wider view of what God is saying, we see clearly where our lane is. It's not Savior. And it's not, oh well, I guess there's nothing I can do. It's receiving His grace and His mercy. It's producing good fruit. When Jesus says, "Judge not, lest you be judged," He isn't trying to tie our hands. He isn't trying to take anything away from us. He's not silencing our Christian confession. He's trying to keep us in our lane because He wants to give us the mercy that's in our lane. The mercy for you through the cross and the forgiveness of sins from Jesus for you. A number of years ago, I told this story. I was preaching in a different church, and this was a story about a woman who wouldn't stay in her lane. Every Sunday, as the pastor would preach, that woman would be sitting there, and she'd be listening attentively, and at the end of the church service, the pastor would go to the back, and she would come back, and she would greet him, and her comments to him were almost the same every Sunday. "Oh, pastor, that was such a great sermon for Alice." And the next week it would be, "Oh, pastor, that was such a great message for Tom." And all the time the message was changing. Now, I told that story as I was preaching in our first church. And at the end of the church service, one of the members came back and he said, "Oh, pastor, that was such a great sermon for me." He stayed in his lane. And so often for us, we need to hear this message of Christ is for me. The love and mercy of Christ over all things, everything we hear, is for you, dear saint. It's for you to live in peace. It's for you to live confidently knowing your sins are forgiven. It's for you to live joyfully in a world that is panicking and struggling. And when they look at you, they see peace. They see calm. They see contentment. They see trusting in Christ when everyone else is frantic. They see Jesus because you've stayed in your lane. You've received His mercy, and that naturally reflects from you to them. That's staying in our lane. That's receiving Christ's mercy. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.